welcome. This is Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network. I'm your host, Lee Merriweather with Pet Honoring, and here to help with all aspects of honoring our pets and our relationship with them. These include innovative and holistic pet care topics, as well as the difficult aspects of pet end-of-life care and healing grief from pet loss. The underlying focus is how we can best care for our pets and ourselves as pet parents, and also how we can support each other. Honor Your Pet understands that pets are our family and honors our relationship with them and all they give. The website is pethonoring.com, and the email address is pets@pethonoring.com. Let me know what you need and how I can help. Periodically, Pet Honoring holds a United Pet Honoring Memorial Ceremony, where people from all over send in names of pets to be added and included in the honoring. It is free to add a pet and a pet photo. There is no charge to participate. There is no charge to call in and listen to the ceremony as well. This Pet Honoring Memorial Ceremony provides a way for us to have sacred time to honor our pets and our relationship with them and all they give us. Honoring prayers are sent to those listed and their families. Each name is said out loud and given an individual blessing of love, honoring, and healing for the highest good. The divine essence of their spirit and soul is acknowledged, honored, and sent love. The next one is scheduled for April 11th. You can find out more information and read many testimonials of how this simple honoring has helped many people heal. You can read this at pethonoring.com. Also upcoming is the Asheville Angel Pets Conference on April 26th in Asheville, North Carolina. This one-day conference covers many topics on pet end-of-life care to help us become more knowledgeable and comfortable with this difficult but inevitable time in our pets' lives. We all want to be lovingly caring for our pets during this critical time, but we do not always know how. This conference sets out to explore these issues in an informative, lighthearted, and fun way. Some of the topics will include assessing qualities of life in animal companions, talking with our vets about end-of-life care, pet hospice, holistic modalities such as energy work, as well as dealing with and healing from the complex issues of grief from pet loss. The Angel Pets Conference highlights new advancements in holistic resources available for pet end-of-life care. It will cover the medical, practical, emotional, and spiritual considerations for pets at the end of their lives. Understanding more about these areas will help us become better equipped to handle this critical time. Keep in mind, recordings from the conference will be available afterwards. You can call in and find out more about that. You can also find out more at angelpetsconference.com or pethonoring.com, or email me directly at pets@pethonoring.com. I'm L.E. Merriweather with Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network. We're going to take a short break and be right back with our first guest, internationally renowned animal communicator and author, Maya Kincaid.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Hi and welcome. I'm L. Lee Merriweather with Honor Your Pet on AWPAW's Pet Talk Network. We are here with our guest, internationally renowned animal and nature communicator and author, Maya Kincaid. Welcome, Maya.
Thank you, Lee. And Lee, I want to thank you for all that you do to honor pets and their people.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. They are wonderful, and they do give us so much.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little about you and your work. And for those listeners out there who are new to this, you know, tell us exactly what telepathic animal communication is and how it works.
Yeah, great. Let me share a little bit about that. So telepathic animal communication is, it's a very intimate way of communicating where we literally join with the spirit of the animal, and we could talk with them. They could be on the other side of the planet, and we can have the most intimate connection with them. And with the conversation that we have is very similar to talking, you know, back and forth with a human being, but we're actually doing it telepathically. So we actually experience the animals from getting to know them from the inside out. We'll know their personality, all kinds of things. For instance, I was just on a call with a client, and I was talking with her two dogs, and one of the dogs was sharing with me that she was the queen, and she would like to be the center of attention, and she was in charge of the household. And it was just really fun to be with her personality and how...
Oh, how very funny.
Yeah, and the other dog was a little bit more shy, and she kind of liked to be on the periphery. She didn't want to be right in the action in the center, whereas the one was on stage performing all the time. And so they were a good match for each other, you know, being there together. But there was a concern of the person that maybe the pet, one pet was being left out, but she actually, that was the position that she loved. So this is something where we can really get to know them deeply, and also that they're really happy in the way things are or not, you know. And so it can make a tremendous difference in living with the pet and them being content and fulfilled. And so it's just a real intimate knowing of the animal.
Yeah, and how wonderful to be able to check in with them and find out their perspective. So can you tell us, how did you learn this? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, I sort of stumbled upon it in a way. I've always been focused on animals and just loved nature from the time I was a baby, practically. But a friend was helping me with my intuition one day and just giving me some ideas of questions I could ask to check in on actually something that he was dealing with his throat. And just by asking those questions, I had these answers. And he said, oh, you know how to do this already. And so with that, though, I had this thought, gosh, you know what? I could ask animals questions. I could simply start to have conversations with them. And I did. You know, that afternoon, I had my first telepathic conversation with a dog that I had from my family that had actually passed on many years before, and just felt the most tremendous love when we connected. It was just amazing. And that's where it just took off. And I've been doing this work, you know, ever since.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So what's it like for a person to have a session with you or an animal communication session?
The way it works is that generally if, you know, sometimes people schedule on my appointment scheduler and I don't even know what I'm going to be talking with them about. So I just meet them on the phone and say, hey, what are we doing today? But other times people will send me some notes ahead of time, and either way it works just fine. But as soon as I hear that there's an animal's name, I'll just say hello to the animal. And sometimes it could be a rescued animal where we don't know their name, but just the person having pointed out the animal, we can say hello. And so what it's like is I just start to share what my experience is like being with the animal, so like their personality and how it is being with them. And then we can start asking them questions about their life, even about their diet, their activities, other pets, their relationships, and their preferences, you know, for everything and their well-being, and also especially for their preference in the transition of death as well. And that can be so helpful to us human beings, because it's one of the toughest times for us in having pets. And I actually hear people say sometimes that they don't know if they could go through the loss of a pet again. You know, that's so hard. But having the opportunity to be able to ask the animal, you know, how they're doing and what they would like can make a tremendous difference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the person themselves, if they've never had an animal communication session, they really just have to show up and have the session, and then they communicate with you, you communicate with the pet, and it helps to give them a perspective of where their pet is coming from and what they're experiencing, what they may need in life, or what they want to share with the person. And so it sounds very easy.
Yeah, totally. Yep, and it's actually can be fun and enlightening, and sometimes, actually quite often, we can be touched, you know, by the things that we experience hearing, you know, from the animals, because the things that the animals share with me, you know, they're very respectful, they're people, and they won't share something that's, you know, really private with me, you know, but they will share some things that are very sweet and very, that only the animal and the person would know. And it can be something where the person is really touched to hear it, and maybe they knew, it's something they knew, but when they hear it coming from me, from their pet, then it's like, oh my gosh, you know. And so we can be touched. It happens all the time where I just like, oh, I just love this work. So it's true that it could be a really sweet experience. And the main thing, yeah, the person just shows up and they're there, and they just be prepared to listen to whatever the animal has to say. And also, I think it's great to have a lot of questions too. So anything that you would love to know, what your animal's thinking, how they're feeling, you know, that those are the kind of things that we can ask them.
Nice. Okay, nice. I know that when I've had animal communication sessions, that they have been invaluable with helping me with my pets and deepening our relationship. And you touched on something very important that I want to come back to later, and that's doing the animal communication sessions at end of life and how that can help. We're going to take a short break right now. I am Ellie Merriweather on Honor Your Pet on All Cause Pet Talk Network, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to return with Maya Kincaid in just a minute.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo, to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
I'm Ellie Merriweather with Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network. We are here with internationally renowned animal and nature communicator and author Maya Kincaid. All right. Maya, hey there.
Hello.
Yay. All right. We were just talking about animal communication and the benefits and how we can use this service to check in with our pets and find out about them. So tell us, what do pets most want us to know? Do they have a global message, or is there a overall theme? Tell us your perspective on that.
Sure. Yeah, you know, the thing that I hear all the time, repeatedly, every day in my conversations is the animals want us to be happy. And dogs, a lot of times, are such a great example of the celebration of life. You know, they wake up in the morning and they're like, yay, that's right, I'm with this person. And we come home from being away for a little bit, could even be a few minutes, and they're like, oh, it's so good to see you again. You know, they're just so in the mode of celebrating life. And the thing that I hear from the animals is they would like us to join them more often in that. And basically, a big part of it comes into loving ourselves. And because a lot of times the dogs will show us that they don't care what they look like or whatever. They're just like, feel great in their body and they're just having a good time. That's the thing that the image that they share with me so often, that we tend to be hard on ourselves. And one of the things is we tend to be hard on ourselves with regard to our pets, you know, where we could be really judgmental and constantly be second-guessing ourselves and thinking that we let our pets down when they're not experiencing that at all. So our viewpoint on things, it's almost like they say we have a lens or a kind of a slant toward looking to see if we're doing something wrong and then kind of beating ourselves up if we think that we are, which a lot of times we do. And a lot of times we can be with our pets with guilt. Like we could feel guilt about not spending enough time.
Yeah.
We're not really with our pets in the sense of our having fun being with the pets. It's like, we're there with our guilt, and so we're not as much fun to be. So that's the thing. They love for us to really get clear of those things, forgive ourselves, not be so hard on ourselves, and have more fun.
Wow, how wonderful. And what a lovely and wonderful message to help us be more present and more loving. That's beautiful. That is really beautiful. So does anything come up in the consultations that surprises you?
Yeah, you know, I'm frequently surprised, and a lot of times, well, I'll tell you, one of the things with doing this work is that doing it well, it's good for us to set aside our own point of view. So we're coming from a standpoint of like being an empty canvas, so to speak, and then we let the animal fill the canvas. Like they share with us who they are, what's going on with them, what their requests are, all that kind of stuff. Whereas we could have a slant on it based on, we think, oh, it's this type of dog, and I know what this they need or something, you know, based on something we know. So just setting aside all that and listening is great. And the things that surprise me are, though, when the animals, they can be in a situation where maybe their person is on their way to the vets with the dog that just got hit by a car, and the person is, you know, concerned about the pet, and the dog is thinking, you know, like talking to me about the person and saying, okay, tell her to do this, that, and the other, and I want her to make sure she's taking good care of herself. And they tend to focus on us, but at the same time, we're focused on them. And even under the most kind of dire situations where they, you know, may be fighting for their lives, so to speak, they are totally committed and devoted, you know, to us. And it just, I'm just surprised by it all the time, even though I've experienced it, you know, so much. It never ceases to amaze me.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. And they really are just loving beings, for, you know, here to help us. It always amazes me.
Yeah, it's so true. And even, you know, there's this conversation that I had with a dog that was rescued, and it's one I'll never forget. The dog was telling me, you know what, I want my people. This dog had actually been in the news, and it was kind of a case where it was some pretty serious situations going on there with this dog, and a number of people wanting to adopt the dog and everything like that. And I ended up being hired by the person who ultimately adopted the dog. And the dog said, here's the thing. I don't want to be held as a victim. I want to be thought of as a champion. And so I want my person and other people to know me that way. I don't want to be held that way. And I don't want anger or hatred or anything to be shared, you know, any energy of that going in any direction toward anyone who you may think has harmed me, because that's just not who I am and that's not what I stand for. And so the dog, you know, just requested that, and I shared it with the woman, and she, you know, agreed to look at this dog in this new way.
Wow. Yeah, and that's not a perspective we would almost not naturally have, you know, because we see one aspect of it, and they can bring a different perspective and aspect to how to see something. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they also caution that by us, you know, how we hold our thoughts on things is what we, you know, what we end up experiencing, you know, as well. So, for instance, with this dog, she was saying, if I'm held as a victim, then I'll continue to have, you know, troubles, and I'm going to have a life, you know, basically being a victim, and could be a victim of health issues, you know, could be other kind of hardships, like maybe this woman would have to give her up, you know, things like that. But the main thing is she was finished with that experience.
Wonderful. Yeah, and then how we can also continue to help our pets by thinking of them in a loving and high honor, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break now. I'm Ellie Merriweather with Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network, here with Maya Kincaid, and we're going to address some tough topics coming up here in a minute. So join us back.
If your dog is a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness, Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, taste great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, taste great. I love food.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you're referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I am L. Lee Merriweather, your host. We are here with our guest, Maya Kincaid, who is an internationally renowned animal and nature communicator and author, and we are talking about animal communication and the many different aspects and variables with it. And what I do want to do is come back to what we were talking about, you brought up earlier, and that is, how can animal communication help us with the pet end of life times, or maybe even after a pet has passed?
Yes. It's actually, this is something that I do on a regular basis, and I'm sure that most animal communicators do, communicate with animals when they're in transition. And so this happens, for instance, the animals are having some health issues, maybe they're declining in their health overall. And this is a time where it's particularly tough for us pet people because we are so concerned about their well-being. We want them to be comfortable, want them to suffer in any way, and our hearts are right there, and our emotions can get really, stirred up as well, and it can make it tougher for us to actually be listening to the animals for our own pets, and we can feel a little more confusion than normally if there's something going on when the animal's younger and it's something where they're off just a little bit. But when they're up in years, they're nearing that transition time, it's particularly challenging for us human beings. And so having a consultation where we actually communicate with the pet to find out how they're feeling, what they would like, what would make them more comfortable, can make a tremendous difference. There are times where an animal will actually look rough. You know, they may just not look very good, but they're eating still and drinking, but they just don't look very good. And the person can be very worried. And we could actually talk with the animal, and they may say, you know what, I actually feel fine. You know, I feel comfortable.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy my life still. And you know, I just want to keep on going. I feel like I have value, and I'm, you know, and they can just be really happy and content. And maybe they're not as active as they were before. They may just not even be able to move around that much. And for us, we could think, oh, that must just be so horrible to be, you know, just kind of stuck in one place. But I've talked with so many animals that are, even ones that, I remember this one little dog that he couldn't move his hind end at all. And so he was being around everywhere. There are quite a number of dogs that are having, using kind of like wheelchairs and all kinds of different things. And they're just having a wonderful life. Like this little guy didn't want to, you know, his woman was just so devoted to him. But all her friends were saying, oh, you're making your dog suffer. And a lot of times our friends and family members, they care so much for us and they care for the pet, but they're watching everything and they just think, oh, this is heartbreaking. When the person generally knows that their animal is doing fine and they want to keep on going, no matter what somebody else may think, they just know it intuitively. And so when they hear that, in fact, their pet is feeling good and having a good life and enjoying life, then it's such a relief. And then also just hearing specifics about what it is that would make them more comfortable. And we even talk about things like, for instance, after they've passed on, like what would they like to have with their body? For instance, I'm on a call. I was just on the woman. She was saying, you know, we think about what are we going to do, you know, when they pass on.
Yeah.
It worries us. And we're just wondering, do they have a preference? Do they know? And so generally, from my experience, every animal can have something different that they want, and they can be very specific, and sometimes they want to be cremated, and they may say, go take some ashes over here and a little bit over there, and other times they're just committed to being buried in the ground, you know, somewhere.
Wow. Well. That's great. So, you know, I can't think of anything more wonderful than to be able to check in with our pets, you know, at a time when you wonder, you know, because we don't want to carry that burden or that responsibility of always questioning ourselves or wondering, you know, what's best for the pet. And so I love this as a resource. That I think it can be really, really valuable for helping our pets. And so if you have a client who has had a really tough time healing from pet loss, and you know, tell us what those sessions are like.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I'd love to share one additional thing on just, you know, pet loss in general, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things that happens a lot of times is we can feel very alone as a human being.
Yeah.
Where we're, you know, generally in tune with our pet, but everyone else can have a different idea. And there's like no one else that we can talk with. And so in having a session where the person's really being heard, you know, their concerns and everything, their fears and everything, and then also the pet has a chance to share, and then that information can be shared back and forth. It's really can be a relief, you know, for everyone, and the
yeah.
sense of a joy as well. And then as far as working with people where the grief lingers on, and this happens
mm-hmm.
where a lot of times our connections with our pets are, we feel like it's like our soulmate, you know, that's like that
yeah.
person that pet knows us like no one else knows us. We're just right in step with this animal. You know, it's just like we've been together forever before we even were together, you know, like that we knew.
Yeah.
You know, there's this, we have such a profound connection that having them not be there in the physical body anymore can be something that can be tremendously upsetting, and we could just feel a huge void and an emptiness, you know, in our lives. And so having a session can be, really, some of these cases where it would, you know, it requires a few sessions to do this, where we can communicate
sure.
and kind of work through some different things. Because one of the things, too, we have that kind of a deep bond is that we also can have a situation where maybe we took an action at the end of the animal's life, like maybe euthanasia or not, or just any kind of action where we thought afterwards, it's like, wait a minute, why did I do that? That's not something I would normally do. And
right.
what happens a lot of times is we take an action that the animal asks us to take. And then because we're so in tune with them and we're so naturally aligned to do whatever it is that they want, that we do things that we wouldn't necessarily do or even think of doing. And then afterwards we question ourselves and we can judge ourselves for it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding out that the animal asked us to do that can really clear up a lot of that confusion. And once we're in a state where we're simply there with the grief of the loss without any confusion of anything,
yeah.
you know, it's there, that can make it so then it's possible for the person to really, you know, heal from the transition. But what happens also is when we have the confusion, then the communication with our pet is not as clear. And so we can feel
right.
very like they're not there at all. And the pet can be there with the person, just following them around and just wanting to get through some messages. And by having a conversation with a, you know, animal communication conversation, then these messages can get clear and the person can have the satisfaction. They can clear themselves of any questions, doubt, confusion they have. And then they feel that communication with the animal. They can feel their connection with the animal again. And that can be just so wonderful to be, you know, reunited in that way.
Wonderful. And can people learn this?
Yes, they can. And actually,
wonderful.
I actually believe it's a natural thing that we all do anyway. And so it's really about becoming aware of what we're doing and then developing it further.
Great. Well, let's hold that thought. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back next in a minute and talk about how we can learn to communicate with our pets. I am Ellie Merriweather with Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network, and we will be right back.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Hi, and welcome back. I am Ellie Merriweather with Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network. We are here with our guest, internationally renowned animal and nature communicator and author, Maya Kincaid. And we are talking about how people can learn animal communication themselves. And Maya was just saying that she feels that anybody can do this. So, really? Can really anybody do this, Maya?
Yes. And actually, Lee, when I first started doing this work, I thought it was a gift that only a few people had. But I was very quickly corrected on that by the animals. Because that's something when doing this work, and actually even with anything that we're doing with animals, we're in training with them all the time. And so they let me know that what I was thinking was not true, and actually everyone can do this, and everyone is actually already doing this. It's just something that we do. It's so automatic and so natural, but we're not aware of it. And simply by becoming aware of it is how we start to really develop the ability. And I actually came up with the school by Life, the Sedona International School for Nature and Animal Communication. But also the Animal Listening Project is really the basis of my program and my thinking about this, and that is that every human being can do this, and it's simply about awakening to the ability. And it can happen through reading a book about animal communication, just hearing some conversations. It can just hearing even a radio program could be something that stimulates people to their gift, to become aware of it. It could be as simple as that. It could be, taking a class in animal communication. But the main thing is that gets in the way of it is our human minds thinking we can't do it or that it's not possible. And
right.
So knowing that it is possible, becoming familiar with some of the things that have been communicated, those are the kind of things that really open us up to knowing that it really can happen, and then we start to experience it because it's something we've already experienced, and we notice it. We start to notice it when, for instance, one of my clients was telling me, I was watching TV, and I was watching a favorite program. Normally, I wouldn't get up for anything to leave this program, but the next thing you know, all of a sudden, I'm standing over at my aquarium with my gerbil. And they're crying out to me, and I'm going over to the kitchen to get them some greens. And so the person was amazed. They said, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden in the middle of this program, I get up, leave it, and I'm getting some food for these gerbils. And that's the animal communication, where these gerbils were able to get through to her and say, hey, we want some treats. And so she just stopped and went and did it. And it was so automatic. But she, after I talked with her about this a little bit, that this is how it happened, then she was like, oh, my gosh, that just happened to me, where I was interrupted and I didn't even realize it. I wouldn't have even thought of it if you hadn't mentioned that that's the kind of thing that happens. And we could be driving home from, you know, work or wherever we are, and all of a sudden we have this thought about getting some bones for the dog, you know. Or I was just driving out to the barn yesterday morning, and I had this thought as I was going past the store where I get oats, and I was like, oops, I got to get some oats. So I pulled in there real fast, you know. So, and I'll have times where my horse is telling me, I want something special for breakfast, like a hot bran mash or something. And so that's my first thought in the morning. So this is what happens. They're communicating with us all the time.
Okay. And so what we need to do is to pay more attention to that and open up to it. I want to know more about what is the Animal Listening Project you mentioned?
Yes, the Animal Listening Project is a commitment that all human beings get their gift. You know, that people awaken to their natural ability. And okay. It's something where it's kind of my mission with any classes that I have, that basically the animals lead the classes. They're in charge of everything. And so, for instance, when I first started teaching, I wasn't doing that, and I would keep things very basic. And now we do, in the first session, we could be doing some very complicated things because the animals say, you can do it. Everybody can do it, so let's just do it. And so going from the standpoint of that they're the leaders and I'm a facilitator. And so that's kind of the basis of the Animal Listening Project. And so it's something where an invitation for people to be a part of that, to the listening of animals, and also to our neighbors in nature, you know, plants, the planet.
Is it a class people sign up for?
Yeah, it's actually, I have a number of classes in that have that as kind of their base name, basically. So I have some classes are over the phone. Actually, most of my classes are over the phone. Being that it's telepathic, you can do the work anywhere, you know, so it makes it great. I have from all over the world that I work with. Some I work with through Skype, you know, from some of my students from India, and I have people in Pakistan and all over. Everyone, you know, it seems like more and more people are becoming excited about, you know, communication with animals and nature.
Oh, it's very exciting. And what would you say to the person who just flat out thinks, I could never do that?
Yeah, what I would say would be to acknowledge that you have that thought and simply be willing to set it aside just even for a few moments and just play the game with me. You know, because basically what I do with my students is I'll say, I'm gonna share with you some things that will seem like they couldn't make sense. You know, for instance, we may ask an animal that they've never met before, and I'm just introducing an animal. Like I may say, okay, we're going to talk with this cat named Cato you've never met before, and let's just ask him, do you love me? And our thinking as human beings is that how would he know if he loves us or not, because he's never met us before. But the fact that we're meeting him right now, we can ask him that kind of a question. So the idea is just really to give up any concerns or, you know, just basically set them aside briefly. You don't have to give them up. Set aside any concerns or thoughts about how this can work so that you can actually just play. And unlike learning so many other things that we think of as human beings, we tend to be more serious about learning things and kind of tough on ourselves and things. But these guys, the way they train, they want us to play and have fun. And if we're like a little child ready to paint a watercolor painting and then stick it up on the fridge, call it a masterpiece, then we're in a good spot to learn.
That's wonderful.
Okay, so for the person who thinks that they can't do this, the goal is to just try it and just to play and to do the exercises with you or take some of your classes or just explore a little bit. And my guess is that you find people, at least I know with me, what has happened is once I start doing something like that, then I go, oh, okay, wow, you know, I am getting something. And it's just so exciting. I bet a lot of your students go through that.
Yes, yeah, it's true. And it happens, you know, I have, sometimes I'll offer classes where recently I was supporting a film that was for the benefit of animals. And with that, anyone who made a particular donation, I gave them a free one-session class. So the kind of example, just in one class, I had one of the students said, you know what, that was life-changing. It was something
wow.
That's really, my life is going to be totally different now. Because what happens is people just get that they can do this and have, it's something we experience, so it's very experiential, and it's like we experience it through our own senses and our emotions and our spirit and the deepest levels of like our soul, and it's unmistakable. And it's just, it's so moving that it's just undeniable.
Yeah, and how wonderful to awaken that part of us that we already have the natural abilities for.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit more about what you have coming up and how we can get a hold of you and find out more and read testimonials and everything.
Sure. Yeah, my website is under my name, and so it's www.mayakincaid.com. So it's MAIAKINCAID.com. Or you could also do a search for Sedona International School for Animal Communication, and you'll find me there too. And I have a nature program, nature certification program, that's coming up. Starting the end of April. And
what's that? Nature certification.
It's actually a 24 session program in a small group format over the phone. And it's where we actually communicate with the earth, different locations on the planet with all kinds of different species. We talk with, we talk about different controversies, like we'll actually talk to the Earth about different controversies and things that we're concerned mm-hmm. about to find out what's her point of view. And so it's a very healing and amazingly transformative experience. And a number of people are becoming nature communicators. It's becoming a type of career that is a new and very exciting opportunity. And then also
nice.
I have an animal communication certification program with a new group of, this is launching new animal communicators. I have a number of animal communicators who are already in my program and some who have graduated and they're doing the work, and it's really fantastic. But I have a new group getting ready to start here in April and May. And then
wonderful.
Also a veterinary communication program with those veterinarians that's taking off on June 19th. So I'm signing up final veterinarians, veterinary technicians, veterinary nurses, you know, anyone who actually maybe works in a shelter or any kind of a situation where you're working with animals and their well-being. This can be a powerful program.
Well, that is wonderful. And there's so many different aspects and ways this can be beneficial and, you know, deepen our lives with all that are around us. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
true.
It.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for being here and for sharing your knowledge and stories and experience. And we may have to have you come back to talk about the nature communication. I'd love to hear more about that. Because it's not just with animals, it's with nature as well. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We talk with even plants and bugs and the earth, even as far as growing, you know, food as well.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
that could be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, thank you, Maya. Thank you for being here. And please visit Maya at mayakincaid.com. You can always email me at pets@pethonoring if you have any questions or need to get a hold of Maya as well. We hope to have her back. And we're going to take a short break. I'm Ellie Merriweather with Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network. We'll be right back.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Honor Your Pet on All Paws Pet Talk Network. I'm your host, Ellie Merriweather with Pet Honoring, and here to help with all aspects of honoring our pets and our relationship with them. These include innovative and holistic pet care topics, as well as the difficult aspects of pet end-of-life care and healing grief from pet loss. The mission of Pet Honoring is to provide resources for end-of-life times so that we are better able and prepared to comfort and care for our pets as well as ourselves during this difficult but honorable time. Pet Honoring recognizes that pets are our family and they give us so much. And when we lose a family member, it is very difficult. Taking time and having ways to respect and honor this relationship is an important part of grieving and healing. This can be even months or years after we lose a beloved pet. Love transcends time. I am passionate about helping our pets during this time, as well as helping people heal from the loss. There are many resources and services at pethonoring.com to help us at end of life, as well as with pet loss. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank our guest, Maya Kincaid, internationally renowned animal and nature communicator and author. Thank you for joining us. Please visit pethonoring.com or email me at pethonoring.com with any questions or ways that we can be of service. And we hope you join us again. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Please visit pethonoring.com or email me at pethonoring.com.